You're listening to the Ed Curation Podcast. We're bringing you stories from educational leaders about the instructional resources, practices, and movements that are reshaping learning.
I've been an educator for over 20 years, elementary and middle school principal, high school assistant principal, and now working at the intermediate school district level. So having the chance to work with districts all across the state of Michigan, and currently in the role of supervisor of student services, working with Virtual Learning Academy Consortium and a couple of other programs, but that's what we're talking about today.
And I'm Andrea Becker. I'm the lead instructor here at BLAC. I think I've done about 15 or 16 years now in education. I started off just as a classroom elementary teacher in first grade. I worked in Detroit for about 4 years, and then I did a little bit of work in Birmingham Public Schools, and then I landed this job a long time ago, about 10 years ago. We started about 12 years ago. It started off as a pilot program and then turned into the real deal. We started off as a K-8 program, so we didn't always have K-12. We started that 2014. So now we serve as K-12 students, but initially it was just K-8. And we didn't work with Lincoln initially. 2014 is when we did a pilot of Lincoln. The team really loved it.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Christy Hemingway, and today we're welcoming two guests to the podcast. That was Andrea Becker, you just heard, and she's the lead instructor at the Virtual Learning Academy Consortium, or VLAC, in Michigan, where she has been for the last 10 years, following several years as an elementary classroom teacher. And joining Andrea and me is her colleague, Amanda McKay. Amanda has been an educator for over 20 years as an elementary and middle school principal and high school assistant principal. She's now working with districts all across the state of Michigan as the supervisor of student services, and that is her role at VLAC. So as I'm sure you surmised by the name Virtual Learning Academy Consortium, we're talking about virtual learning today. And although not near as ubiquitous, virtual learning was certainly happening prior to 2020, but it has definitely been normalized as a viable option for many more students since the pandemic. So we wanted to learn from veterans in the field of virtual learning about how to do it well and the things that make it the most effective. Andrea and Amanda were eager to share, and in particular, they love the curriculum from Lincoln Learning that has brought their students so much success. But first, I wanted a few more details about the Virtual Learning Academy Consortium.
Just to be clear, it's not a district, it's not a collection of schools. How does it work?
Well, school districts sign an intergovernmental agreement with our intermediate school district, and then we're allowed to provide educational services for the students.
Okay. And these are students who are learning at home, or are they learning in schools?
For the most part, in home.
Okay. And I'm guessing that there was an exponential growth and demand for you during the pandemic.
Yeah. So I was here when that happened, and it was wild and crazy. We had, I think, 1,500 student applicants that year. And then we ended up with around 800 and some students. So it was very busy. We had a lot of students, but after that, the year or two following, we kind of tapered back down to a normal amount of students.
We have a similar program that I'm familiar with here in Colorado, Colorado Virtual Academy. I don't know as far as like specific components how similar it is, but it works the same way. Fully accredited, everything's the same. And it just makes learning from home doable and rigorous and systematic for people who need to learn from home for whatever reason, right?
Right. Absolutely. And we have so many students from like all various populations and, you know, for different reasons that they come to us. Some of them, you know, maybe in like a religious setting during the day and then they do VLAC in the evening, or we have like student athletes that are, you know, focused on tennis or snowboarding or whatever it may be. And then they, you know, do VLAC for their schooling. So there's just so many reasons that students come to us. And I do feel like our program, it's just a great, well-run program that really does service and help a lot of students that need it.
Yeah. Well, so that was my next question, is just wanting to learn a little bit more about your students. Is there's not necessarily a specific demographic, it sounds like. You have kids who come for all different reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
Are some families opting for virtual learning and at-home learning just because of their specific learning needs or maybe health needs even for kids?
For sure, yeah. We have a lot of students that have medical things going on, so they use us while they're going through that. And then we do have, I want to say, around like 70 IEP students.
And you're able to provide the support that those students need?
Actually, we have a great partnership with our district, so they are the ones who provide the supports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they'll continue things like speech and social work going, and then our teachers and staff implement the aspects of their special education plans that we're able to within the context of the virtual program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And through Lincoln, we're able to take their, you know, the student accommodations, whatever they may need, and customize the classes to, you know, give the student what they need.
Okay. And it's not that these students are just doing, it's not that they're just solely on some kind of a digital screener program. They actually have teachers. There are teachers who work with the program. So how do the teachers work with the students? Is it similar to what we saw all over the world during the pandemic, where there's just a lot of...
No, not really.
Okay. I'm guessing it's more sophisticated than that.
Yeah. So our program is asynchronous. So each student does get assigned a mentor teacher, and that mentor teacher is there to provide, you know, support to the student, guidance to the students. But every student also has a learning guide at home. So that learning guide at home is going to help, you know, the student facilitate their lessons and guide them through the curriculum. And then we do, our high school students, they actually use Lincoln's content teachers. So they have a different Lincoln content teacher for each course that they're enrolled in. So the students, they do really get a great deal of support with our program.
Do they have to be in Michigan and in a certain school district to be eligible for this program?
Yes, but any district in our state can sign up. So we have districts come and go out of the program based on what offerings they have going on with their scope. It's open to any district in our state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if there was a family who was feeling like this is the right program and I really need this program, but my district, my home district, isn't necessarily a part of VLAC, what can they do?
Yeah, we ask them to work with their district just because our districts have such a wide variety of supports already available with them. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that they work with their district and figure out what supports and like programs to VLAC. We have some other strong virtual programs in our state. So we're not really a competitor. We are working in partnership. So we would refer them back to their districts for other options.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, so let's jump into Lincoln Learning, which is what you came to talk about.
Right.
And you're excited about it. I love to see
you. Yes.
Well, they love you too. So they obviously build like really good rapport and relationship with their partners. But I'm curious, what was the need, gap, or problem that you were seeing that caused you to be searching for a different solution?
That's a great question, because we recently had a comprehensive curriculum review and the staff was very thoughtful about wanting to provide continuity since we are a K-12 program. If families really loved their K-5 experience with a vendor, they could continue it into the secondary grades, and Lincoln provided that for us.
Okay. So it was just a more broad and expansive program that provided the continuity.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there anything else about Lincoln that you felt like made it the really right fit or the right program for you? What were the big selling points?
Yeah, the main selling point for us is customer service.
100%.
So the Lincoln team, you know, learns about your program, your students, and they will support your goals. They're really responsive. If you talk to them about a particular need, like elementary world language, it's a small, in a good way enough company that they'll take that desire right to kind of their leadership group and follow up with you to say like, yep, that's a possibility, or no, not on our scope, but you could look at another vendor for that. And then just have partnered with us for some really creative opportunities to make students' lives easier. A good example of that is going to a single sign-on this year and using Clever, and Andrea's been the lead on that. We were the first company to ask Lincoln to partner with us on that, and they've done an amazing job and had to solve all kinds of unintended problem opportunities, you know, where we're hopefully blazing the way for other organizations to use a single sign-on or anything that could help make virtual learning easier for students in the future. And Lincoln just says yes before no and helps us figure out how we can make things better for kids, which is amazing.
I love that you said that they say yes or no. That was so lovely. I mean, like, that just feels like a soundbite to me. But also, did you say problemtunities?
Yes.
tell me about that word.
Well, initially you might think it's a problem, but then we get on with Lincoln and we're all just like, okay, you feel the synergy and we're looking at like, how can we solve it? Yeah. What else could this possibly do for our students? And just the thoughts get going in the conversation and all of a sudden we've got something that helps the students and we never even, you know, went into it thinking that we would get that ultimate result, but we do with them because they just persevere and work very hard.
Yeah.
That's so fun. You're reminding me, I used to teach theater in improv. We play this game called Yes And, where, because one of the rules of improv is that the answer is always yes. And it's always yes and, because once you say no, the game's over. So it's it seems like that they kind of have that improv attitude of,
they do,
yes and, this is how we're going to do it, or this, here's what we can have.
Yeah. And they're always willing, like anything, because we've come to them with so many different things. Like just one example was we wanted a way to manually send out a report or a progress report every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't something that they had in their system at the time. And they were like, you know what, this is a great thing. The students and parents need this. So we're going to make it happen. And, you know, they just, we met with them. They're great. They, you know, go the extra mile to make sure that, you know, our students are getting exactly what they need.
Well, and then probably all of their other partners benefit as well, because you asked for a thing that everybody else was probably thinking would be great as well, but they just hadn't asked for it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I'm always like telling Lincoln, thank you so much for all of your help with this integration. You guys are amazing. Like just it's been going so well with them. Mm-hmm. And they're thanking us for, you know, allowing them the opportunity to test this out. But, you know, it kind of goes both ways. So
customer service for sure was the main draw. And you both are such enthusiastic cheerleaders. So for the listener who is out there thinking, well, okay, so but what exactly is Lincoln Learning? Is this your curriculum? Is this your student management program? Like what even is this?
Yeah, it is our curriculum. It's our curriculum for core subjects, for electives, for students in grades K through 12.
Okay. For all content areas.
For all content areas. And they also provide, you know, a really solid structure. So students know exactly what to depend on when they get into their courses. So there's a list of ITS that they work through when they're in their courses. So you're going to have a watch it, you're going to have a show it, assess it. So along with outstanding curriculum, which they definitely have because we just did the review and it outperformed everyone else, they also have like a really consistent way to educate students, and students can mix and match. They can choose any of the ITs that meet their learning style, but just relying on that consistent structure, I think, helps our students feel comfortable when they're interfacing with the online curriculum that Lincoln provides.
Thanks, Amanda. Can you say a little bit more about student experience? For example, I'm a fifth grader and I'm logging in to do my work for the day. What am I going to see, hear, experience, do with this curriculum?
Yeah, so basically when they log in, the whole interface is very student-friendly. It's student-driven. It's colorful. They have little course cards that they're going to see when they log in. They're able to click on one of two links. So they can click on their activities, which is going to be their lessons, and they're going to be, you know, all organized in order. The student is just going to go through them one at a time. And then, like Amanda was saying, they have the ability to kind of pick and choose. So they start off with their Read It, which is where like the content of the lesson is at. And then they're going to go through, you know, the other ITs, and they can pick and choose. So if they're really, you know, a visual learner and they want to do the Watch It to help enforce that content, they can do that. If, you know, if they want to just do the Read It and then maybe a Practice It or a Show It to help reinforce the skills that they're learning in that lesson, they might do that. And then, of course, there's the Assess It, which is like the graded work that the student would submit to their mentor teacher. And then the other thing that they can see when they log in is going to be the gradebook. So the gradebook in Lincoln is amazing. It has every single assignment that the student completes. It shows their submission, their teacher feedback. It shows the score that they received. And then it also shows a list of their target due dates. So that is something that we really love about Lincoln is that it helps the student, you know, stay on track and stay on pace for that semester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fabulous. And is the content continually kind of being updated and refreshed? Are they adding new things, new course options?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, Lincoln, amazingly, they're located in Pennsylvania, I believe. But because they do such great things for our state, they released state-specific courses for Michigan this past year.
Oh, wow.
So it's the first year of the courses, and they let us preview them last spring. Our teachers had some time with the courses, and we decided to use the Michigan Empowered courses, they called them, this year. And those are completely updated and aligned with our standards. They went through Michigan standards in particular, and where they saw something might not be offered, they built in extra lessons. And that's where their curriculum design team, I think, is really strong. I also wanted to mention that we use Lincoln two different ways. One is K through 8, there's a VLAC teacher using the Lincoln curriculum. And then 9 through 12, we use the instructional services with Lincoln, where the Lincoln teachers are teaching the Lincoln curriculum to our high school students who are earning credits. And we've had a very positive experience with Lincoln teachers interacting with our students.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. That seems like that would have a big appeal for
huge. Absolutely. Their staff is consistent, which means they must be doing something right at their company as they interact with their teachers, because they retain staff. And then year after year, we're getting those same high quality teachers interacting with our students,
right,
which makes it a very comfortable relationship. You know, when we put someone in a higher level math course, we know that Mrs. So-and-so has gone the extra mile to help our students with small group instruction or office hours or reaching out to them for support. And so they really also continue to personalize for our students with their instructional staff for the high school kids.
It also helps our mentor teachers because they're able to build those relationships with their teachers. So, you know, there's certain names of teachers that you remember because you're constantly interacting with them, and they're very responsive, and they're so helpful to our students. I'll meet with them one-on-one, hold sessions with them, you know, to get them where they need to be. So we love their teachers.
So just to reiterate for clarity, every student K through 12 at VLAC has a VLAC mentor teacher assigned to them as required by the state. And the high school students also have content teachers from Lincoln Learning. The VLAC teachers benefit as well from the support and mentorship of the Lincoln Learning teachers.
Do the mentor teachers from the middle school and elementary school, do they have also some kind of support or mentorship from Lincoln?
Lincoln provides us with amazing professional development.
Okay.
And also on-demand support as teachers need it. So when we got these new Michigan Empowered units, you know, our teachers got to experience them by logging in and kind of looking through all the new materials. And then we had, I think, 5 half days of professional development before the school year started. And some of it was talking about navigating Michigan Empowered, but we also had great professional development with them about serving exceptional students, like students with IEPs and 504s, diversity, equity, and inclusion, personalizing instruction with different tools that Lincoln has. So their professional development team has offerings online, but then they also learn more about you and your organization, and they'll personalize, like when we were going to the Michigan Empowered courses, sessions for us so that our teachers feel supported.
Got it. That's really helpful. So can you say a little bit more about the Michigan Empowered units? Are they social studies units?
That is K through 5 core curriculum. So social studies, yes, science, math, and English language arts.
Okay, but geographically relevant.
Yeah, they went and aligned everything to Michigan standards, and anything that their course design team found that Michigan had as a standard that wasn't in an existing course, they built specific units in order to make sure that content was there for Michigan students.
Wow.
So yeah, they tailored it to us because before we were kind of following the national standards, but they designed these courses for us that are designed just solely for Michigan standards and benchmarks.
Okay. Wow. I'm understanding more and more why you're in love with Lincoln.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about data for a minute. What have been your indicators of success, both qualitatively and quantitatively?
So qualitatively, because we did have the curriculum review, we had the chance to survey students, parents, and our teachers and ask them pros and cons to different performance benchmarks for Lincoln. It had a lot of great quotes from our students about the ease of use of the interface. Great quotes from parents about how they're able to easily navigate and be that coach at home, because Lincoln also provides the availability for our parents to print all of the materials if they want to. Lincoln sends these amazing course kits home to our families. So if you're in PE as an elementary student, you're getting like a really fun box shipped to you from Lincoln with all the materials that you need to do your PE course for that year. A lot of great comments about that. So that's the qualitative that really spoke to us, were those tangible things that Lincoln still will send home to the students that are kind of starting to slide away for some other vendors. And especially for our littles at home, we felt like they still wanted their hands on those books and those materials. And Lincoln does that.
Math manipulatives, all that stuff. It's great to know that they provide all of that. You'd love to get a big box of stuff in the mail.
Yeah. Yes. And it's really like for the families in our program, it's really like they're getting like a little classroom sent to them. Mm-hmm. So they have everything that they need for that, for their child to be able to, you know, go through the curriculum, go through the courses and really succeed.
So good. Do you have any favorite success stories about regarding specific families or students?
Yeah, I can share a couple. So I was working with one student this past semester. He was struggling very badly, just, you know, not able to get started on lessons and just having a hard time. And, you know, I met with him 3 times a week and he, you know, we kind of went through the curriculum together and I kind of showed him some tips. So there's one thing that we do with Lincoln. It's called focusing on essential content. So Lincoln designs the lessons to provide students with many different ways to learn so that they're able to reach all different types of learners. So what I was able to tell this student was to focus on the Read It, which is where he's going to get the main content. It's kind of like his textbook. And then after that, he would go ahead and complete a Show It, which would help reinforce those skills. And then he would complete the Assess It, which is the graded work. And that just really helped that student kind of narrow down the curriculum so that he wasn't so overwhelmed. He didn't have as much to focus on. He could just focus on, you know, exactly what he needed to reach those standards and benchmarks. And he blew it out of the water, this kid. He ended up with like all A's and B's at the end of the semester, and he did great. And he preferred Lincoln over our other vendor. So the way that the lessons were designed, just like they worked for this student, and, you know, he found a lot of success with it.
They really fit for him. And it sounds like they really give options for kids, different learning styles, different modalities, all the things. So quantitatively, what have we seen? You guys have been using Lincoln for how long?
I think it might have been since 2018. So probably like 6 years.
It's long enough to know.
Yeah. We have regular student success team meetings with our teachers. And the most valuable tool that we use is an enrollment report to show us how often students are logging in and how much time they've spent in their classes and if they're behind pace in their classes. So that is like the day-to-day pullover report from Lincoln that we can kind of scan across the dashboard and see, you know, who's actually not engaging in the learning. That's the most helpful. Beyond that, we're looking more at pacing and grades on a semester basis to kind of judge, you know, how students are doing. Are they passing their classes? But the most helpful thing in those student success meetings where we're trying to design a real-time intervention is the data about like time spent, if they've even started, and how far or how on pace the student is.
Okay. You know, I've had so many conversations, even before COVID, but definitely since COVID, just about this engagement issue, right? And they're calling it, you know, a crisis, an epidemic. Our students are unengaged. What would you say about levels of engagement? It's because I can imagine that there's a unique challenge in the fact that students are at home and they're somewhat self-paced. So what's the engagement level?
So we started off this school year asking every staff member to really invest in finding out the answer to the question, what brought you to VLAC? And learn about a student's story. Okay. And so in that, you know, you're building relationships, you're the person who shows up on a regular basis for them to ask how they're doing, to ask what brought them here, to help make sure that we're meeting their learning needs. So if it's tougher to engage students or not, I don't know about putting that on a scale. For us this year, it's been powerful to really approach it that way. And it's helped us feel like we are more engaged with our students because mm-hmm. we're trying to more get to know them. So I think the freedom to do that has really helped us feel more engaged.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Andrea, I'm curious because you've been around for a while, 10 years, so pre-Lincoln Learning. What have you heard from just families and teachers specifically around this program?
The families and teachers, everybody loves it. Like Amanda said, we went through the whole, you know, rigorous process of doing the curriculum review, and Lincoln ended up coming out, you know, gold standard. They had gold star the whole way through the process. So we've had a lot of good feedback from the families and students.
What is the learning curve for both the teachers and, so say, brand new teacher just came to work for you, or brand new family just now starting to use Lincoln for the first time? How quick can they be up and running?
Pretty quickly. It's just really a matter of, you know, everybody getting used to the platform and, you know, where to find things. We have different resources that we supply to the new teachers and to students and families as well that help them, you know, navigate the platform. But it is, the interface of Lincoln is fairly easy, in my opinion, to navigate. When the student logs in, they can see, you know, that's their dashboard. They can see their classes are labeled. They can hover over the little icons that are on the course card to see where it will take them.
Okay.
So that kind of makes it, you know, ease of use for them. But yeah, we've had good feedback with the navigation of the system.
Okay. And so say I'm a new parent, or I'm a parent and my child is early elementary and we're using this for the first time. Do I need mm-hmm. to set aside some time to make my way through some tutorials or anything like that? Or is it just click and
yes,
go?
Yes. And Lincoln actually supplies us with many, many, many different tutorials for okay. our students and families. We actually use Clever this year, which we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, with the integration. And within Clever, the district has the ability to provide links and resources for families. So we have a plethora of Lincoln tutorial videos posted in there for students and families to view, just to help get them acclimated with everything, you know, a little bit faster.
Clever is the single sign-on that you use?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To add on to Andrea's answer, Lincoln provides family information sessions both during the day and during the evening for our families when we're first starting up in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we record those and we can send those out. So they've been really great in doing that.
In what ways has Lincoln made your job easier?
So many ways. honestly, they're just so reachable. And, you know, if we have a problem, they are always there. Even if they're off for the day, somebody will respond to us. We're to the point with them where we're on a text message basis, and, you know, you can reach out to Judy or Danielle or whomever you need to reach out to. And, you know, they'll reply right away and say, you know, I'm happy to help. And they're just so supportive and always there, you know, to help us with whatever we need. And I feel like we need a lot sometimes.
Can yeah. a teacher reach out to them? If, like, yeah. say a student comes with a question and your teacher doesn't know the answer.
Yeah, anybody can reach out to them. So they even will help service, you know, some of our students and families will call them directly. They have, they've got tech support, so they can reach out to Lincoln Tech Support. They can reach out to, you know, Judy or Danielle themselves. They can create tickets to get support as well. So anybody, including, you know, our students, families, teachers, everybody can reach out to them if they need support.
Yeah, we even have a great story about she was in 10th grade when she first started. A student with a 504 getting accommodations through the Lincoln platform. And they have a special person, Valerie Kaufman, who helps our students with 504s and IEPs. So now that student, as a senior, reaches out directly to Ms. Kaufman and advocates for herself. Not that she's not getting her needs met, but just that Ms. Kaufman or a staff member at Lincoln has built that relationship and can celebrate that growth. And as a point of pride that one of our students, you know, from 10th to 12th grade now is emailing at the beginning of a semester just to say, can we please make sure my teachers know my accommodations? You know, and so we're really proud of that. And it speaks to the special relationship and service that Lincoln offers.
So knowing that you're in Michigan and so you're one of Lincoln's many partners. They have partners with schools, districts all around the world, just to make sure listeners understand that this is not a Michigan-specific resource, that probably anyone, anywhere could partner with Lincoln were they to choose to do so. To whom would you recommend this? Who is this the perfect program for?
Gosh, that's a great question, because I feel like anyone could approach Lincoln with their needs and they would at least try to help them meet their needs. You know, either you're using the program in your school for kids who report to a classroom every hour and need to all pass government. You're using it, you know, at home like we do, where parents are really engaged and helping their students with the content. And then Lincoln, you could probably approach them with anything. And like I said, they'll probably say yes before no.
Yeah. So it sounds like anyone, school, district, all the way down to family, student, who is in need of something, a non-traditional learning environment.
Anybody in need of a virtual learning option, I would fully recommend Lincoln.
Learn more about Lincoln Learning Solutions at edcuration.com or through the links in the episode notes. Lincoln Empowered features core, elective, and credit recovery courses. It provides essential and specialty selections with a consistent design and functionality across subject areas and grades. Their team will work with anyone to create a virtual school option and expand educational choices. And as you heard from Amanda and Andrea, Lincoln's customer support model is second to none. If you found this episode helpful, we hope you'll take a minute to like, comment, and share. And if you have a topic or tool that you would like to share with our EdCuration audience, simply reach out to us through the comments or at our website. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll come back for our next episode of Reshaping Learning with the EdCuration podcast.